July sale at Fage at Tipton, Kentucky. They brought 135,000, 110, 90,000, 48,000, 35,000. Majestic Perfection's 2013 stud fee, 8,500 live foal. Horsemen agree, those first crop yearlings look and act like runners. As well they might. Majestic Perfection was a $370,000 sales graduate himself, selected by the astute horseman David Engordo, the man who also plucked Zenyatta out of the September sale at Keeneland. And he lived up to his looks. Leading trainer Steve Asmussen called him the fastest horse he'd ever seen. Sprinted 6 furlongs, 108 and 3 to win the Grade 1 Alfred G. Vanderbilt, posting a 115 buyer. Had a 117 buyer the day he ran 6 furlongs in new track record time of 107 and 1. Ran a 108 and won at Churchill, and a 108 and 3 at Oaklawn. He was never beaten on a fast track. The fastest son of Harlan's Holiday, Majestic Perfection, stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis, the horse capital of the world, Bluegrass Country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursula Ellis.
Good morning, everyone, and we are here as usual at the clocker stand at the Thoroughbred Center. Another hot day, but kind of a busy day today. Had a little over 60 works today. Been pretty light, but people finally had to work, I guess. But a lot of people just postponed it because of the heat. What are we going to do today? Well, Melissa King from New Vocations is going to stop by at the top of the hour. Dr. Doug Byers is on his way up the path right now as we speak. Michael Blowens is in... Is it Saratoga, up there raising money, what he does best? Well, we'll try to get him on the phone. We'll get Steve Moody, who is works for Bloodstock Research Information Services, of course, and giving the couple of stakes up there today. One of them is the coaching club, American Oaks. We've got Jackie's announcements, do a little bit of history, maybe some Joe Palmer. And I've got David Carroll here from Red State Barbecue. Sit down, Doc. I want you to meet David anyway. It's Dr. Doug Byers, just made the scene.
I was over the Red State
Sit down.
3 days ago.
Were you? Well, yeah. Good. Yeah. There, see, you got it.
That's our neighborhood now.
Yeah. Doc lives over down on Ironworks.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, further away from, as you go out, you turn left on Ironworks. What's the name of your farm again, Doc?
Cedar Springs.
Cedar Springs Farm.
Yeah, but it's on down.
Oh, hell, it isn't down a mile. You know, I told David earlier that I thought that you had mentioned going over there to the Red State Barbecue.
Oh, yeah, we've gone over there quite a bit.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we went for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And by golly, it was as advertised.
Yep.
Yeah, Michael Blowen told me about it, too. Michael's usually here. Okay. He's with old friends. Now, do you understand where old friends?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think we're going to try to do, one fundraiser a month at the restaurant, and we'll donate the proceeds of each ticket, you know, during maybe like a Saturday or a Sunday to a charitable organization. And so... Old Friends is one of those that I've been looking at that we could maybe do. So we just have to figure out a month to do it.
Well, listen, if he's at Saratoga now. Otherwise, he'd be in your pocket, right, as you speak.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. He's quite a character. You've got to get to know him.
Yeah.
But I appreciated the meal that we went over there, and they even had my beer. my selection. We went in, and there was a neat little place.
Yeah.
Red checkered tablecloth, you know, so you can go in there, you don't have to dress up, it's blue jeans, my kind of place.
Yeah. Well, one of the first persons to sign up was Chris McCarron up on the board.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's our wall of fame. So, as a matter of fact, you need to come sign it, Ursel.
Oh, my God. I'd run people off, probably.
You'll be in good company. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Now, what was the name of the vet that founded that?
Scott Allsway.
Yeah. Did you know Scott?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. And then I knew him for a while, and then I got sick, and had gone for
too long.
Now I'm rejuvenated.
Yeah.
Rejuvenated.
Yeah. I don't know what he's on, but he's doing pretty good.
Well, I'm going to get together with you, and I'm going to announce that I'm back in practice.
Well, good. Well, we announced that last week.
Well, I got to get
verify it.
Well, no, I mean, I'll get together with you.
Oh, okay.
So people can call officially. Nobody knows where my phone numbers are or whatever. So.
Well, I've got your phone number. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get around to you. I want to talk about barbecue right now for a minute.
You can come out and look at that old horse we got that's okay weight.
Yeah.
I'd be honored.
Is that your stallion?
Yeah.
We've got an old retired stallion out there. And we have to put him in a front paddock, and I'm afraid the Humane Society is going to get us. You know, I mean, he looks awful.
He's 28.
Yeah. 28 years old and skinny as a rail. I mean, eats everything you can throw in front. He's in grass up to his hocks. Feels good, moves around good, acts good. He's just skinny. But anyway. Well, we went over, and I had your barbecued pork sandwich. Mm-hmm. And that was excellent. And Jackie, wait a minute. The food expert's going to say something here.
The person that eats the most gets to say. No, it passed the acid test. Right. What you do with a barbecue is you take the lid off the sandwich, and then you eat the barbecue plain.
Right.
Because you don't want to drown that. It was wonderful. It was tender. Yeah. It was juicy. It was not old dried out junk. And it was out of this world. Yeah. So what that means is the base of the whole thing is really delicious. I mean, it was out of this world. Then you can put on whatever sauce you like, but you don't have to drown it in sauce.
Right.
Of course, then I throw on, they have really good slaw. Now, I'm real picky about my slaw. And I piled some of that on it, too, and it just ran all the way down my arm,
right.
Which gives it a 4-star or 5-star in my... Anyway, it was delicious.
Well, thank
excellent.
You. Thank
tell you. About your dessert.
Oh, my God.
She even gave me a bite.
I said, can we both get desserts? Oh, I'm on a diet, he says. So we got peach pudding with bourbon ice cream on it with caramel on top of it. I mean, it was just, it disappeared real fast. It was delicious. That's a wonderful recipe.
Yeah, that peach bread pudding is phenomenal.
Phenomenal,
and
yes.
And it's great because we get a lot of people that come in that are touring the horse farms.
Right.
And they'll come in and they'll have that. Well, we teamed up with Valentine's Ice Cream, which is out of Winchester. And Valentine's, they do the bourbon. They do the bourbon vanilla.
Oh,
do a
God.
Bourbon chocolate.
It was this world.
They do a bourbon ball chocolate.
Oh, my goodness.
And, so when we got that and we added that on top of that peach bread pudding, I mean, it's just out of this world.
Oh, yeah, it was good. We took some home to Betsy, and it just disappeared in a flash. I mean, it was just, whoa, she went. So it was great. Really, really good.
Yeah, now you've won some awards with your barbecue.
Yeah, we kind of a funny thing. We participated in Taste of the Bluegrass, and I've been on the planning committee for that event for like the past 5 years. And of course, that event has been around for 35 years, so it's been it's developed over the years and it's gotten better and better and better. But I wanted to get the restaurant to participate in that event just to get the food on the tongues of the people. I just wanted to get food to the people. Mm-hmm. Let them try our food. And, of course, when you participate in that event, you have a couple of entrees that you can put up for judges' table. And so, I put our pork slider and our brisket slider up, mm-hmm. And so, lo and behold, we went through the evening. We had a huge line and everything. And next thing I know, it's like all of a sudden the paparazzi shows up at the end of the night. And, I'm with Mary and Gwen, the CEO, and we've got Taste of Bluegrass judges' table for best entree. I mean, so it was, shocking because we just went to, just basically get food to people. Next thing you know, we go up to Georgetown and participate in Taste of Georgetown. And I was kind of reluctant to participate in that because we've been so busy. And so we go at the urging of my general manager, Jen Wigglesworth. And so we participated in that, and we pulled that down for People's Choice.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's super. Well, I can believe it because it's really, really good.
Well, Scott, when he started this whole thing, he did all the right things in terms of, choosing the meat and stuff that he wanted to work with. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he put the spice rubs. When he put those together, he did a phenomenal job. So he basically set the table. And so now it's like I'm just kind of the lucky guy that happened to be at the right place at the right time. And so we just,
So he had to go to New York.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He was at Rude and Riddle, and they opened up a branch up there. Doc, you knew that, of course.
Yeah.
And he went up there.
Yeah.
And now you had done some work with him, with Scott.
Yeah. You know, I'd helped him out with some marketing stuff. And, we did a lot of events out and kind of, helped him get into those events so we could get the food out to the people. And at the beginning of the year, he contacted me and asked me if I wanted to buy the restaurant. And I was flattered, I mean, I think the food's great, Scott was doing really well with it. And so I was very surprised. But I think what the thing was, he understood that I appreciated the food. I knew that it was good. And I got what he was trying to do with the place. So I think it was basically about stewardship. He wanted somebody he felt comfortable with that would be able to take the restaurant into the future.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking to David Carroll with Red State Barbecue. Let me tell you where it is. It's on Georgetown Pike. Now, if you leave the bypass, it's just about a mile or two off the bypass, isn't it? Is it that far off the bypass?
From exit 120, which is the Horse Park exit, it's basically 1.7 miles. That's the official.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, it's on Georgetown Pike, and you go out, and it's on your right. You can't miss it. And if you're coming from a different direction, like I had to come from Bourbon County, so you go across Ironworks Pike, and it did where it runs into Georgetown Pike, and you turn left, and it's just a couple miles up the road on the left. You can't miss it.
Yes. In front of, as we like to jokingly say, in front of the lovely Sunset Motel.
Okay. I want to tell you about that Sunset Motel. That thing was there back in the 40s.
Yeah.
I know, because there was the cutest girl who used to live there, and her name was Georgia Wilson. I can remember to this day.
Yeah.
And we're talking 1947. So I remember her real well.
Yeah.
I don't forget those guys.
There's a lot of people that remember the sunset for various reasons.
Is that right? Well, I didn't know about that.
So Scott is up in New York.
Yes.
Yeah. He doesn't come down here at all?
Not that I know of. Not of recently. Now, his intention was to come down every once in a while, but I have not heard from him probably in the last month.
Mm-hmm. Well, Doc, we're going to have to get together and go over there, and that's real close for you.
We go over time. We'll just drag you along.
All right. We'll set it up for next week. I'll call you, and we'll meet over there, and we'll have some barbecue.
Yeah, and I think Scott got that barbecue grill.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's correct.
So.
Oh, we got no.
There's my t-shirt.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
See your shirt?
There you go.
Yeah.
And
he owns the town. See, Byers, Oklahoma.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got that smoker from Oklahoma. And then also, going back to the local stuff that we do, Critchfield Meats.
That's
where we get all our meat from.
Yeah.
So Mark and Larry Critchfield. And all those guys over there are awesome.
That ought to ring everybody's bell. Everybody knows Critchfield and Lexington.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been there forever.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they really have. Yeah. Well, anyway, I really enjoyed it, and we're going to get back over there as soon as we can. As a matter of fact, Matt Howard out there, you have to introduce yourself to Matt when you go out. And he wanted to go last week, and I couldn't for some reason, but Jackie was sick earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be out there. Maybe I'll drag him along, too.
He'll eat everything in sight.
Yeah. All right, David. Well, I appreciate you stopping by.
All right, sir. I appreciate it.
And we'll see you over there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll be over.
All right, sir.
I might talk Jack into going over after the show and getting a sandwich.
All right.
Oh, we got all kinds of things. What's this?
Okay.
Oh, that's your... Okay.
Yeah.
So that is important information. How about this?
Yeah.
All right, that's with David Curl with
David, take care.
Red State Barbecue. And boy, had testimonial, two testimonials right there. Two for two. You're batting 1,000, David. Nice meeting you, hon. Come back and see us.
Can I take Rusty over there?
Yeah, he can go. Let me take a break here, Doc, and then we'll get back to you.
Okay.
Let me see it. Seeing where in the hell we are here. Uncover a couple. Here we go. But July 13th at Colonial Downs, the Grade II $500,000 Virginia Derby was won by War Dancer, a three-year-old by Warfront. It was a tight finish. Finishing third, beating just two heads for all the money was Jack Milton, another three-year-old colt by Warfront. Jack Milton won the Grade III Transylvania Stakes back in April, and the two are among the 11 2013 stakes winners, eight of them graded stakes winners by Warfront. Among the other graded stakes winners you will find, the four-year-old Declaration of War, winner of the Group I Queen Anne Stakes at Royal Ascot. The undefeated War Command, winner of the Group II Coventry Stakes, also at Royal Ascot. Datalink, winner of Grade I Stakes last year and a graded stakes winner in Grade I place again this year. And the list of major graded stakes winners by Warfront just week after week just keeps growing. Warfront is one of 202 stakes winners by Danzig. He's well on his way to emulating his great sire at stud. Warfront stands at Claiborne Farm. Be sure to take a good look at the yearlings by Warfront at the upcoming sales. And for more information about the Claiborne stallions, contact Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claibonfarm.com.
Here are two names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency, founded in 1931 by James Clay Ward, has been providing the finest in equine insurance for some 80 years. Success was based on hard work, dedication, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. Quality still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are positioned to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners both here and abroad first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency, that's a winning combination.
Well, in stakes last weekend, the Windstar Stallions, Distorted Humor, Harlan's Holiday, and More Than Ready were all represented by major stakes winners. Distorted Humor is the sire of Boisterous, who became his sire's 15th Grade I stakes winner by winning the Grade I $600,000 Man Award at Belmont. That same day, also at Belmont, Not a Cat But a Llama won the $100,000 Soul of Splendor Stakes. Not a Cat But a Llama is a three-year-old colt by Harlan's Holiday. And at Arlington Park, Infinite Magic, a three-year-old colt by More Than Ready, won the Grade III $200,000 American Derby, a major prep for the upcoming Grade I Secretariat. Distorted Humor is the sire of 17 stakes horses, 10 of them graded stakes horses this year. Harlan's Holiday is the sire of 19 2013 stakes horses, 8 of them graded. More Than Ready has 15 stakes horses this year, 6 graded. All three are ranked among the top 15 on the 2013 sire list by North American Earnings. Then on Wednesday, Essence of Hitman by Spitestown won the Grade III $150,000 Bold Venture Stakes at Woodbine. Spitestown has 16 2013 stakes horses, 10 of them graded, ranks number 3 on the North American sire list by North American Earnings. So you want a runner in your racing stable, take a close look at the yearlings by the Windstar Stallions at the major auctions. For more information, contact Darren Fox, Leanna Packard, or Chance Tim, 859-873-1717, and check the website at windstarfarm.com. All right, I've got Dr. Doug Bauer here with me, and I tell you, it's awful quiet around here without Michael.
That's a constant echo.
Yeah. It's a constant noise.
Yeah. Well, I talked to him this morning, though. He's having a good time, as usual.
Well, he specializes in that, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. Stirs the pot.
Stirs the pot, yeah. Well, that's what he's doing. He's looking at it's at the foot of the pot, at the end of the rainbow. That's what he's looking for.
That's what he's doing.
Raising money for old friends. Yeah. Well, how have you been?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
You're looking good.
Well, I'm getting repeatedly stronger.
Good.
So I'll chase all these young girls around first chance I get. I just get a little bit more.
We had an old fella, black guy. I loved him. Mr. Giles used to walk hogs for us. And he was full of fun. And he had to be 70 if he was a day walking hots. He'd come in the morning, he'd be happy and singing. What are you doing, Mr. Giles? He says, I've been chasing young girls in the park. He said, he might have been serious.
Yeah, he probably was.
Yeah, he was a nice old man. What's going on? What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I think it's a good time to revisit botulism.
Okay.
Because you got to get your vaccines going in those foals, the fresh foals. And so you're going to start vaccinating them. And, of course, get the mayor. She gets vaccinated prior to having the foal.
Yeah.
So, you know, then the foal is protected for a while, and then you're going to need to get some more. But anyway, I think about botulism, and one of our favorite people is Ed Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
He brought or captured the vaccine protocol from a good friend of his in Michigan. And the Michigan Department of Public Health, and so they developed the vaccine through Ed to because they knew this area. He told them that there's botulism everywhere around there.
Yeah.
And then they wanted it for the military. They wanted to develop the vaccine for the military.
For men or horses?
For men.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Ed was instrumental in getting that started.
Well, good. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And,
proud to know him.
Well, yeah. He's done a lot of pioneering in a lot of things.
Yeah.
So,
he's one of the first vets around here to palpate mares.
Yep. And good at it.
Good. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
good at it.
He got too good. He used to do my vet work, and then he got too good, and he went on to bigger things. Passed me down the road.
Well, you know, and of course, one who was no good at it was Paul Thorpe. So he just didn't stick his arm in the mare. He just put his hand in the surgery pot.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Well. Botulism is, as we said, is in the soils of Central Kentucky, really just dominant,
yeah.
And it's all type B botulism, and so once they developed the vaccine, they had a type B, and they again the Michigan Department of Public Health. Put the vaccine out there as type B. Now, you've got five different types, but the type B was the most dominant, and that's what got, well, so the commercial vaccines that are produced were type B.
Mm-hmm.
So you can occasionally get preformed toxins from type A, and so that vaccine they did type A and now I can't anyway you really had type A, which would be more commonly put in preformed toxins.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have contaminated food, then, you know, a horse would get into a type A or type C.
Yeah.
And it wasn't type B. So the vaccine didn't do them any good. But it's pretty rare to get it, but you can get preformed contamination. So that was part of it. And then so you had the infectious form, you had the preformed toxin, and then you could have what called wound induced, which would be I can remember a horse that had botulism from a neck wound. And so he got it. And
what are the symptoms when I get that?
Well, the most common symptoms would be, especially in the foal, because they get the most of it for them. But the dysphagia, which is a word that says, you know, they're dysfunctional in swallowing.
Okay.
So those foals would have milk drip out their nose.
Ooh, wow.
So, and that's because they were paralyzed in the throat area first. Mm-hmm. And then they common to get that. You could reach in their mouth and pull the tongue out, and they can't pull tongue back in. So,
yeah. Wow.
Horses with preformed toxin would have similar situations, and you could pull their tongue out and it would stay out. So,
can you put it back?
Yeah, but it wouldn't do you any good, you know. So that was a preformed dysphagia. Then the other things that become most obvious is they develop a stiff gait, and that's okay. Called, you know, again, back to the shaker
right
syndrome. And so they get the toxin in their system. And I remember this is a skeletal muscle thing. There's no brain. Your brain is absolutely normal, but it just was a peripheral insult.
How do you
That's
treat
awful.
It? What do you do with it?
Well, you can put them on antibiotics, but you don't want to use procaine penicillin, because the procaine would get the organism, but the procaine will paralyze the muscles.
Holy
more.
Cow.
So you wouldn't do that. And so a lot of them, you eventually would treat symptomatically and take care of them. And then when the antiserum became available, then you get the antibody system to give them. And once they give the antibody, it takes about 6 days for the foal to get ahead of the thing, and they get enough antibody production. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they were still down and out.
Yeah.
Or
well, when they pull through this, are they okay?
Yes, absolutely.
My goodness, that's astonishing.
And they're stakes winners.
Good grief.
And so, yeah, they regenerate the nerve fibers in about 6 days, 7 days.
Wow.
That's good. Very good, Doc.
Good news.
Yeah.
As it were. That's good news.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That was interesting.
Okay.
You got got anything else on it? Or?
Well, there's more on it as we go, but, you know, you mentioned the shaker foal. The reason they shake, well, and again, that's from Shakertown, Was named right, for that.
Yeah, got it. They got religion.
But the
got
actual, religion, huh? Yeah, but the Shaker Foals became known as the common name, and really wasn't associated. They just shake,
yeah,
because their head is heavier than his their bodies. So the head is on a horse always has crane in the front of the shoulders. So then they'd tremble.
Yeah.
The muscles would tremble and they'd be shaking. And they would eventually either, if you timed it, you could count the minutes till they went down.
Wow.
And when they went down, they went in like a, went down like a sack of potatoes. And so for us, we're commonly familiar with this, but in you go in Tennessee, Mississippi, Texas, they don't have shakers. But if they get exposed to preformed toxins, then that's what they look like.
Okay. Huh. Wow. There you are.
Very good.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Very good.
See it, Red. Say, hey, you've got a shirt on that says Byers, Oklahoma. Is that named after you?
Yeah. Well, we've been through that before.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He owns that town.
I forgot. He owns that
town. Yeah, he collects rent. He gets checks
every month. That's his. That's his retirement fund.
My great grandfather.
That's great. I love your shirt. Oh, it's the same. Oh.
Was he a vet, too?
No.
Your great grandfather was not a vet?
Farmer?
Cowboy.
He owned a lot of land.
Ah.
And then, owned a lot of land. Okay.
And when he died, the rest of the family didn't have much way of business.
Acumen.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, kind of.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
But you got the name.
Yeah.
The name. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Good.
All right. Well, thanks, Doc. Appreciate it. Well, Emollient Winter July 13 of the Grade 1 $350,000 American Oaks at Hollywood Park was bred by Judmont Farm. She's a daughter of Empire Maker and Soothing Touch by Touch Gold. Emollient earlier won the Grade 1 Ashland Stakes at Keeneland. She's won on dirt, artificial, and the American Oaks was her career debut on grass. In 2013, Soothing Touch was one of the many superior mares. He covered 117 this year, bred to First Defense. To keep it in the family, First Defense is out of the Grade 1 winner, Honest Lady, a half-sister to Empire Maker, Emollient Sire. First Defense has already sired a classic winner in his first crop. His Closed Hatches has won the Grade 1 Mother Goose Stakes and the Grade 2 Gazelle, besting the future Kentucky Oaks winner Princess of Sylmar in that letter race. Close Hatches is, without question, one of the leading three-year-old fillies in the nation, and her dam was also sent to First Defense this year. First Defense is also sired a group stakes winner in Great Britain in his first crop, so he's well on his way to emulating his close relatives, Empire Maker and Chester House. Take a look at the First Defense yearlings at the upcoming sales. His first to sell, a filly at the July Facing Tipton sale, brought $90,000. A Grade 1 stakes winner by Unbridled Song, he stands at Judmont Farm with Miz and Mass. Sire of five Grade 1 winners, including two winners of Grade 1 Breeders' Cup races. Inquiries are Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry. See the website at judmont.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen. And that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle. When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, as about 25 years ago, We checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
Well, we got rid of an old vet. Now we've got a young, pretty one. You listen to that, Doug. Dr. Anna Hitchborn is here, and she's just, well, your friend of Matt Howard's, is it?
Yeah, we do some work out at this farm.
Oh, do you? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, well, good for you.
Yeah.
You're putting up with that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me who you were with. Who
yes, is? I'm with Equine Medical Associates.
Okay.
We're over on Nandino Drive.
Yeah. On Nandino?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. So, and they've been doing mass work for quite a while.
As far as I know, yeah. I'm pretty new to the practice. I started in April.
Started this point. Where are you from?
I'm from Georgia originally.
Oh.
I've lived in Kentucky for 2 years now, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Came up here right after I graduated from vet school and started with Reuben Riddle, was an intern in their awesome intern program, and got a job after that.
Well, what? Where'd you graduate?
University of Georgia, all 8 years. Go Dogs.
I didn't know they had a vet school there.
They do. They do.
Well, I thought Auburn was the big one down there.
Auburn is a very good vet school as well, but Georgia's been around since, I think, 1930s?
Oh,
yep.
Well, I would rather go to Georgia than Auburn, Alabama. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Athens is a beautiful place. Auburn's beautiful, too, but Athens is gorgeous.
Yeah. Yo, was your family in the horse business? How'd you get interested in it?
My family are complete civilians. They don't do anything with horses. They were excellent horse show parents, and they're very supportive, but they hadn't touched a horse before. My next door neighbor was a fox hunter, and she started giving me lessons when I was about 7.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and I got the horse bug, and that was it.
What'd you live out in the country?
We lived in suburban Atlanta, kind of. Yeah,
oh, okay.
But it was Alpharetta area, which is big hunter-jumper land.
Yeah, okay. You said your next door neighbor. That's the reason I thought maybe you lived out in the country.
Yeah, no. No. We lived in a neighborhood at the time.
So you started out riding hunter-jumpers?
I did. I started out doing pony hunters. I was terrible at it. I started taking Western lessons, started into the reining, went to the World Show, and was reserve world champion in the Western riding at the Paint World.
Wow.
And then I went on to University of Georgia and rode on the collegiate equestrian team there and did the reining for the team. We were national champions, I think, 2 times, reserve national champion 1 time, yeah.
Wow. My goodness. Yeah. So then.
Lots of riding.
Yeah, well, then you got out of vet school and you came to Kentucky.
Yes, yep, I did.
And you went with Reuben Riddle?
I was with Reuben Riddle for a year, and then I just spent the winter season down in Wellington with Reuben Riddle Sport Horse Team, and then I jumped ship to Equine Medical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you know Dr. Beyer?
I just met Dr. Beyer. I think I talked to him on the phone once. I was trying to buy a vet box, and I think he was selling. I talked to him on the phone to see if he had it, but.
A what?
A vet box, one of those inserts you put in the bed of a truck.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think I talked to him then.
Yeah. Well, he's world famous, you know.
He is, yeah. That's what I've heard.
And just as nice a person as you ever want.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what do you specialize in?
My interests are repro. I like to do, when I was in vet school, I did a couple research projects with repro and different drugs and how they affected the cleanliness of a mare and all those things. Since I've been up here, I've been doing a lot more lameness. I always was interested in lameness from horse showing.
Yeah.
So I don't know where my niche is yet. I've only been out of school for 2 years, so I still am excited about everything, and we'll see over the next year where I end up.
Well, are you doing any riding now?
Yes, I actually have a nurse mare foal. He's 4-year-old Belgian Thoroughbred cross. He's about 17 hands, and he's green broke. We're going to try jumping, dressage, whatever he's good at. So it'll be a new niche for him and I. I still have my 20-year-old show horse.
Thank What's you. This now?
Dr.
This is Dr. Byers' card.
Oh.
Perfect.
Okay.
He has a lot of letters after his name.
He has what?
A lot of letters after his name.
Oh, yeah. He sure. You'd never know it.
Really smart.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah. He really is, yeah.
He says he's
the member of the Miniature Veterinarians Association.
Yeah, something
like that. Isn't that
like
what he says? Something like
that. Yeah, he and who else would it be?
I don't know. That's he says that all the time. He's funny.
I think I've hit him up for a job before once.
Did you?
I was in the job market. Yeah. I think I called most of the vets in Kentucky at one point in my life.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you get it done.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So you just got up here in April, and that was almost after the breeding season, you know, when you started with them.
Yeah, I missed all the cold weather in Florida.
Did you
I came
do that
back
on purpose?
With a tan. Everybody was jealous.
Good.
Oh, yeah, I don't like cold weather. I'm not hot yet here in Kentucky. In Georgia, it's 100% humidity every day. You know, the heat index will be 104, and I've been fine so far.
Yeah. Well, it's a little.
You're in for a surprise this winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I know. And I lived close to the beach in Wellington. So it would be February, and I'd see all my Kentucky friends would post these pictures of the white roads. And in Wellington, all the roads are white because they're sand. So I would post pictures of our white roads. I'd get a lot of nasty comments on Facebook.
I'll bet.
Yeah, it was good.
Didn't they have an outbreak of something at Wellington?
They sure
what
did.
What was it?
It was mostly in Ocala. It was the neurologic form of herpes virus.
That's right. I remember reading about it.
Right. And there were a couple of reported cases in Wellington. They were pretty quickly contained and managed. And Ocala was quarantined. I can't remember for how long, but we were kind of in and out of that show. The show went on. The show must go on.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what
I got,
about
yeah, go ahead. I got to take a break. Oh.
Take a break.
Okay. Time to make some money.
Sounds good.
Yeah, okay. Well, last Saturday at Arlington Park, a grade 3 $200,000 modesty handicap was won by Alsus, 4-year-old filly from the first crop by Envisor. Alsus been knocking on the door in stakes. She'd been closing second in the Marie G. Krantz Memorial at the fairgrounds and was closing fast again in the Bayou handicap at the fairgrounds. To lose by less than a length. She won the modesty by 2.25 lengths going away at the direct expense of Artemis Kitten, a stakes-winning daughter of Kitten's Joy, with such fillies as graded stakes winner Strathneighbor and Colonial Flat, also in the beaten field. Also, this is the second 2013 stakes winner by Envisor, and he has two others which have placed in stakes this year. Much like their Hall of Fame sire, the Envisor has improved with maturity. Although he won his only start at 2, Envisor went on to be acclaimed number one in the world after winning 9 Grade 1 stakes, including the Breeders' Cup Classic and the Dubai World Cup. Envisor is at Shadwell Farm. Also says, incidentally, a Shadwell homebred. Inquire to stallion manager Kent Barnes and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Well, my good friend Ralph Quillen. Jackie, have you been reading anything about Ralph Quillen here lately?
Ralph Quillen has gotten his permit from the city of Paris to open his, what do you call it, beer making stuff? What do you call
Brewery.
It? Brewery. Yeah. Brewery. 3 syllables too long.
You
anyway.
Got, you got an okay to do that?
Yes, he's waiting for a liquor license from the state, and I think a federal one. But anyway, they've got, I think it's 619 Main. I don't know. You can find it. Main Street's not very long in Paris downtown.
Well, brewing beer is not his main occupation.
Oh, no. So but anyway, they got it all cleaned out, and they are going to start moving the brewing equipment in.
Well, I can't wait.
I know.
He owns Quillen Tack. It's Ralph Quillen. Quillen Tack is in Paris, Kentucky. It is the nation's largest custom halter shop. They ship overseas and everywhere. I mean, about 17,000 halters a year that they mail out, and that doesn't count the ones that they sell in the state. Great tack shop. It's everything in there is quality. We've got a great gift shop. Fun to go in there and talk to Sandy or Debbie or Ralph if you can catch him away from his beer.
Yeah.
And
now they're really nice. In Wayne downstairs, that is the real master craftsman of leather.
Yeah.
That's what they, he's been doing it forever.
We just had a couple of halters repaired.
I got one in that truck laying on the floor. It needs to be repaired.
Yeah, I hear you.
Stupid horse. First they break the plank and then they get hung on it. And then they pop the halter.
That's exactly.
That's
the way they do it. Well, anyway, if you want any repairs done, that's the place to go. If you want first-class quality tack, you go to Quill and Leather and Tack.
And if you don't need anything shipped out, it's 10% discount,
15%.
Right?
15%. No, it's
10%. 10%. We're back to 10. Do I hear 12?
Ralph just fainted.
Exactly. He'll need a beer to lift his spirits.
That's the only reason he's doing it, so he wouldn't have to buy a beer. He just
there
do
you
it.
Go. Yeah. I'm for that.
His website is quillin.com, Quillin.com. Great guy. Tell you how to find it. You're going into Paris in the Lexington area. Go to the 4-stop light and look to your left. And there you are. So that's Quillin. Also, I want to talk a little bit about Daily Racing Form. If I ever get through a Ralph there. The Sunday Breeding Edition is out right now, of course, this being Sunday. Got some interesting articles in there today. Glennie Keane Oakford, who is a tremendous writer, is writing about the rising tide of auction yearlings. And, of course, she's covered that sale up at Paisley Tipton. John Sparkman is writing about the legacy of Cynthia Phipps, which, of course, she, Boisterous would be the latest addition to that legend. And they're taking a look at the partnership started by Dale Romans written by Joe Nevels. There's a full pedigree and details of all the graded stakes winners in North America from last week. Hot sire of the week is Fleet Alex, and they're writing about him. And then there's an article in there written by Marty McGee on King Leatherberry, who, of course, is a longtime trainer. So get that Daily Racing Form edition. It is Sunday edition, and it's worthwhile your time. All righty, I'm back talking to Anna Hitchborn.
Hitchborn. Yeah, common mistake.
H-I-T. Well, I left the T out of it. I wrote
There's
it down.
There's no T, but it's pronounced like a T.
Okay. Oh, how in the heck was I supposed to know?
Exactly. I'll just start spelling it.
Are you married?
I'm not married.
Oh.
No. But the reason I stayed in Kentucky for 2 years was because I fell in love with a Kentucky boy.
You've got good taste. Who?
His name's Levi Dunlap. He's a farm manager over at Town and Country Farm just up the road.
Oh, okay.
But we met at TaylorMade.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Now?
He was the assistant broodmare manager over there, and I was an intern, and... Yeah, so we worked together. I was impressed by his horsemanship skills, and the rest is history.
Wow, well, very nice.
Yeah.
A walk in a Town and Country Farm, where is that?
Town and Country Farm's on the corner of 460 and Georgetown Road.
Yeah, the old Penn place that Witchcock had.
Right?
It used to be Jim
Fitzgerald's place.
Oh, Jim.
It was the old Harper's Island before they moved Harper's Island to Cynthiana.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm trying. Oh, close to Centerville.
Yes, yeah, in Centerville. Yeah. Okay. In Centerville. Yeah.
Jim, listen, Jim's owned so many damn farms around here. I was up 460 a little bit further. He sold that.
Oh,
one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. But not Griffin.
Not Griffin. Yep. Mm-hmm. I guess somebody's named it something else now.
I guess. I don't know.
Now he owns Not Griffin Farm on Cynthiana Road, Paris Cynthiana Road.
Right inside Harrison County.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That must have been where Harper's Island was originally.
No,
he called that Town and Country place Harper's Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a place in Ireland.
One of his parents was from Harper's Island.
I don't know.
But we always called it Harper's Ferry because we're from America.
Well, y'all have got me thoroughly confused.
That's okay. We know where we are.
Women do that to me.
Young blonde ones do.
Yeah. After 30 years, you still do it. So.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart man.
Smart man.
Well, he's a lucky guy. And you're... Anyway, I wish you well.
Thank you.
We're near there.
You are?
Yeah. You know where Clay Kaiser is?
Clay Kaiser runs between 460 and Cynthiana Road.
Go down toward, like you're going toward Paris?
Uh-huh.
Okay, 460 is down that way, Clay Kaiser.
I
mean,
I got you.
Yeah. 1876 is what ours is.
Yeah, that's the rap number.
Where Dr. His son's got the horse hearse place.
Oh, yeah. Right on the corner.
Oh, and he's a veterinarian. He has this.
Yeah, Dr. Conmore.
Yeah. I think he's a Georgia grad. I met him once at a function.
Right?
Yeah.
We turn left at his place, and we're right on down that road.
Yeah, I know where that is. That's nice. We're neighbors.
Yeah, we're neighbors.
Pretty close. We're not as highfalutin as you guys are, though.
No.
I'm just a Georgia girl.
All right. All righty. Well, I'm going to let you go. So Jackie's got to do
something. You might have to go Palpamare or something.
You need to get an off-track thoroughbred, though. We've got a young lady coming in here in about 10 minutes with new vocations.
Oh, yeah. They have a horse show.
Oh, they
in
do.
Ohio. They have a horse show. I wrote a health cert to that. I think it was New Jersey, maybe.
Oh, they have another one? Yeah, I know they just had one in Ohio. I didn't realize they had one in New Jersey coming up.
We sent them a filly, how long ago has that been? 3 years ago now? Mm-hmm. I guess 3 years ago.
Yeah.
They got her a great home.
I'm sure it's just a matter of time before we have one of those as well, in addition to our nurse mare foal.
Yeah.
Well, they gave her a good home, and she's got her own, well, because she's 16 now, she's got her own little 14-year-old girl.
Aww,
love at first sight.
A little girl.
Yes, absolutely.
She can ride too. She's pretty good.
Great.
And Mare can jump too.
Boy,
that's
she sure can.
That's always good. Yeah. And the quarter horse people that are into the English side of things, they're often looking for nice, pretty, slow, thoroughbred mares to cross to quarter horse stallions. Mm-hmm. They make good crosses for the show ring.
Oh, for the show.
Yeah. Huh.
Matt's got some of those.
He does. They're race horses.
Yeah, Matt's all run. Pretty well.
He wants the fast ones. We want the slow ones.
There you go.
Oh, let's see. I'm missing a commercial here.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Thank you. Come by anytime.
Yes, I'd love to. Yeah. It was nice talking to everybody.
Yeah. See you in Centerville.
That's right. See you in Centerville, neighbor.
All right, Jackie. Let me see if I can find one of these things here. Oh, I know where it is, one. Right at the bottom. Yeah. Talk about the new stud horse over at Spendthrift Farm. Awesome patriot. Good-looking horse. Stakes-winning full brother to Preakness Stakes winner Oxbow. From an awesome female family. Going to stand the 2014 season at stud at Spendthrift Farm. Now, awesome patriot and Oxbow are by awesome again. The nation's leading active sire of winners of Breeders' Cup races. And the number 4 ranked sire on the 2013 sire list by North American Earnings. And the brothers are out of a full sister to the great Tiz now. Only 2-time winner of Breeders' Cup Classic, nationally ranked at stud, and elected to the Hall of Fame. This is also the immediate family of Paintner, who, in fact, Paintner's Dam is a full sister to the dam of Awesome Patriot and Oxbow, and a host of others. It's a great pedigree, an awesome pedigree. A $350,000 sales yearling, Awesome Patriot, won his first start at 2, went on to win stakes at Hollywood Park and to place in graded stakes in a career compromised by injury. He is to stand his first season at stud for $3,500, doing a full stance of nurses, and this is important. He's eligible for Spendthrift's popular Share the Upside program, where you may obtain a free lifetime breeding right. For full details, call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Want to talk a little bit about Reborn. Reborn is a whole bovine colostrum. It provides support through all stages of your thoroughbred's career. What it does, it builds up their immune systems. And you start with foals and keep using it because it's – but they use it on the racetrack a lot. As a matter of fact, the horse of the year ran on Wise Dan was on Reborn. And so that to find out more about it, let me give you a number. It's 800 number, 901-8498. And it's great for once I say building up their immune systems. Now they also make a product, and called Lubricin, and that's the one Jackie swears by. They make it for both horses and people, and you use it all the time.
I use it all the time. What I did one time, I was using it, and then I felt so good that I forgot. So. After I was off of it for about a week, my joints, start aching and all that And I thought, what the heck? And I realized that I had stopped using it. So I went back on it. And you start out with a teaspoon, and then you go to two teaspoons. And I'm telling you, it works. It really works. It's good stuff.
Well, it works for a lot of horse trainers, of course. As a matter of fact, Todd Fletcher uses both Lubricin and Reborn, as a matter of fact, on his horses.
Well, they all use it out at Old Friends, too.
Do they?
Yeah. They get deliveries of it because those guys are old out there. And
Tony Dutrow uses it, and Jerry Hollendorfer. You know,
Jackie Ellis uses it.
Ah, Michael Maker. they use it on their horses, though.
No. Oh.
Yeah. But they're two great products. I happen to believe in both of them. They get the job done for you. And it's Lubricin.com, Lubricin.com is the website, and Reborn.com, Reborne.com. And you can buy it locally at KBC and or down in Purcell's at Horse Sense. So two great products there, Lubricin and Reborn. All righty, let me see where I am now. Giant's Causeway was the sire of yet another graded stakes winner last weekend when Book Review won a grade 2 A Gleam Handicap. He is the sire of 8 graded stakes winners already this year. No other sire in North America has more. And, of course, Giant's Causeway has already topped the sire list 3 times. Now his sons are doing very well at stud. First time you ride in the USA, Chamadol in Europe. Cowboy Cal is a multiple graded stakes winner, millionaire. He's by Giant's Causeway. He won 6 stakes, 5 of them graded, placed in 7 more, 6 of them graded, 4 grade 1 for earnings of over $1,037,000. His dam, she's by Seeking the Goal, is out of the graded stakes winner Hot Novel, dam of a grade 1 winner of over $4.5 million. It's a running family. And of course, Cowboy Cow was a runner. Stands at Pin Oak Stud, home also of the outstanding sire Broken Vow. He sired more than 100 stakes horses. And Sky Classic, he's also the sire of more than 100 stakes horses. For more information, get in touch with Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens. Number over there is 859-873-1420. And see the website at pinoakstud.com. All righty, Jackie. We've lost. Well, I've just lost my medic here, so I've got to stay healthy.
Oh, darn.
Bye, Holly.
Bye. For the past 2 days, 3 days, I guess, there has been a horse loose out at the back of our farm and who hooked up with a mare and a gelding we've got back there. Well, it turns out we think somebody dumped it. It's a 13-hand, black as coal, stallion. Now, the Bourbon County Animal Control came and got him. Because we can't find anybody that will claim him. If you know about, if this is your little teaser, please call Animal Control. Or if you call 911 and say this isn't an emergency, can I have the Animal Control number? You can do it that way. But he seems sound and everything. He's a chunky little dude. Good looking, as a matter of fact.
Well-mannered, obviously.
Well-mannered. I mean, the animal control guy went down there and got him with a rope or something around his neck and walked him a great ways down the road before he decided he had to get back to be close to what's on the back of our farm. At any rate, nobody's claimed him. He's just been there a day or two. And he has to stay, unless the owner shows up, he has to stay like 30, 60 days or something. But that's fine. Who needs a teaser right now? Nobody. So, if you're looking for a teaser, be nice to give this little guy a home.
Very good.
All right.
We're not looking for a teaser.
We're not looking for a teaser. I know they said, could we, you know, keep him? I said, we've got one stallion and we've got, you know, a mare. This is not going to work. No. Take him somewhere else. So, Saturday, July 27th is Hats Off Day. Activities 4 to 7 for children. It's free to get in the horse park. Sponsored by Rude and Riddle. And Mike Heath. This culminates with the Rude and Riddle Grand Prix Jumping Competition. He was didn't want to miss the next Grand Prix. Now, there's a private party in the sponsor's tent. It's $100 a quarter. But, and they are going to be bidding on things. However, the list of items for the auction is so good, you can bid online from now until Friday. What about that? Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty good. Go to hatsoffky.com. Listen to the interesting things they've got. Here's what Sally Van gave them. I think this is just great. Boxed all transportation to or from Lexington to Ocala or back for free.
Wow.
I know. Stall rental for the whole year, 2014, at the horse park for the summer and spring shows. Go Sapper Halter, Spites Down Halter, Medaglia d'Oro, meet and greet Zenyatta. Lunch and a private tour and see the stallions, and you get to see Zenyatta up close and personal. I mean, they've got stuff. Isn't that cool? The National Horse Show package. VIP table seat 6 for the 6 days. This is just really, really nifty stuff. Wow. Buglass Stakes hats from 94 to 96, autographed by the jockeys. Here's one. You get a week camping at the Horse Park campgrounds for free, and it gives you a campfire campground site with a 1 week rental of a camper. Isn't that neat? And that's from Northside RV. So this is fun stuff. So need to check that out. That's what is today. That's next Saturday. Today at the Horse Park is Briarfest. Oh, yeah, Briarfest all over the internet. They've got a Zenyatta Briarfest. Briarfest is a little dolls, little plastic horses. And they've got a Zenyatta, so they went out and had Zenyatta's picture taken looking at her little plastic horse. Isn't that cute? Also, North American Junior and Young Rider Championships. Next week, Kentucky Summer 1 starts Wednesday and, of course, runs through the weekend. That's the Rude and Riddle Grand Prix is on the end of that. Just everything's coming up. Got a lot of good stuff coming up. Let me see if I can get some more stuff in here.
Do one more, and then I'll go take a break.
Okay, North American Junior Young Rider Championships at the Rolex Stadium. Briarfest, I said that. Pistols and Pearls, 4-H Equestrian Drill Team. Oh, that's at Kenton County. You can go to Covington and see that. I don't know why I even said that one. Okay, go ahead, Ursel.
All right, well, they ran 2 stakes at Hollywood Park last Saturday, and the winners of both were by stallions standing at Ashford Stud. The Grade 2 $200,000 A Gleam Handicap was won by Book Review, 4-year-old filly with Giants Causeway, and the $150,000 Land of Lucy Stakes was won by She's a Tiger, a 2-year-old filly by Taylor the Cat. Book Review, bred and owned by Gary and Mary West, won the Grade 1 La Brea Stakes at Santa Anita last year, and she has earned nearly $785,000. She's won a 12 stakes winners, 23 stakes horses, sired this year by 3-time champion Sire Giants Causeway. 8 of the 12 stakes winners have won graded stakes. She's a Tiger was bred by Dr. Rodney Orr and sold as a yearling at Keeneland for $150,000. She's undefeated in 2 starts, breaking a maiden by 8 lengths on June 22, and she led at every pole to take the Land of Lucy. She is the 9th 2013 stakes winner by Taylor the Cat, a top 20 sire again this year. Taylor the Cat is the sire of some 65 stakes winners, including 8 grade 1 winners. For more information about the stallions at Coomore's Ashford Stud, contact the farm at 859-873-7088 or see the website at coomore.com.
WLXT Lexington, ESPN Sports Radio 1300, Central Kentucky's only Toyota Express Maintenance Center.
Toyota Nicholasville! What price they'll cost?
Well, 5 yearlings from the first crop by Majestic Perfection sold in Monday's July sale at Facy Tipton, Kentucky. They brought $135,000, $110,000, $90,000, $48,000, and $35,000. Majestic Perfection's 2013 stud fee, $8,500 live foal. So horsemen agree those first crop yearlings look and act like runners, as well they might. Majestic Perfection was a $370,000 sales graduate himself, selected by the astute horseman David Engordo, the man who also plucked Zenyatta out of the September sales at Keeneland. And he lived up to his looks. Leading trainer Steve Asmussen also called him the fastest horse he'd ever seen. sprinted 6 furlongs in 108.3 to win the Grade 1 Alfred G. Vanderbilt, posting a 115 bar. Had a 117 bar the day he ran 6 furlongs in a new track record time of 107.1. He also ran in 108.1 at Churchill Downs, 108.3 at Oak Lawn. Never beaten on a fast track. The fastest son of Harlan's Holiday, Majestic Perfection, stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All right, Jackie, you want to continue with that?
I sure will, since I still have my reading glasses on. Wonder, you look real fuzzy over there.
I am.
You are. Okay. Our friends that were here, Meadow Lake. Meadow Lake is a horse equestrian center. It's down toward Lancaster. And our guest that was here, his daughter has taken lessons.
Yeah, David Carroll.
David Carroll's daughter has taken lessons there soon. They are going to be having Summer Dressage Classic 1 and 2, August 17th and 18th. Now, you can Google this place for the best. It's straight down. How do you get to Lancaster? Harrodsburg Road? That's how you get to Harrodsburg. 27, Nicholasville Road. Okay, yeah, it's straight down there. And this place is on the right. So, anyway, it's a good place. I've been there myself. That doesn't mean a lot, but, you know. There it is, 9863 Lexington Road. I'm going to give you the phone number. Same area code, 548-2219. Horse Aid Live is a combined test and dressage show. They're working the track, if you heard that noise. They're sealing it. I hope it rains.
Yeah, believe it or not, all this rain we've had, now we need a little.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Saturday, August 3rd at Masterson, MSCDA, KDA sanctioned. I love alphabet stuff like that. It makes me happy. Dressage Classics and Combined Test Divisions. So, they'll have plenty to eat and stuff. So, it's a good time when they got plenty to eat. Let's see. Today is Nori Scheffel's show. Out at Scheffel Ridge, which is go to Centerville and keep going on to Russell Cave and turn left and the next left, and it's right there on the right. Second annual Sporting Clay Equine Clinic Challenge. It's Thoroughbred Farm Managers Sporting Clays, sponsored by a bunch of veterinarians. Monday, August 26th at the Bluegrass Sportsman's League, and shoot. And, you know, thing of it is, I'd like to go do that, but that costs money. You have to pay for a team to go down there and do that. Why, that's not going to happen.
Got that right.
Nobody's going to pay to see me. Today is the fancy horse show, fancy car show out at Keeneland. All the old fancy stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're a car fancier, go out to Keeneland.
I got an old car, but it's not too fancy.
No. Oh, here's the Scheffel Ridge stuff. Today's Hunter Day. Tomorrow's Jumpers. I usually ride over because she's real close to where we live and sit over there and watch. It's a fun show. Kids enjoy it. And it started this morning. But if you've got a kid that's interested in horses and stuff, take them out and let them look. They might like it. She gives lessons. You know, if you live in that side of the Bluegrass, it's a good place to go for lessons. I'm flipping these pages. I think I'm through.
All right.
Sir, I am.
Just in time for a break.
All right.
July 13th at Colonial Downs, the Grade 2 $500,000 Virginia Derby was won by War Dancer, a 3-year-old by Warfront. Tight finish. Finishing third, and he just got beat two heads for all the money, was Jack Milton, another 3-year-old colt by Warfront. Jack Milton won the Grade 3 Transylvania Stakes back in April, and the two are among the 11 2013 Stakes winners. 8 of them are graded Stakes winners by Warfront. Among the other graded Stakes winners, you'll find The four-year-old declaration of war, winner of the Group 1 Queen Anne Stakes at Royal Ascot. Undefeated Walker Man, winner of the Group 2 Coventry Stakes, also at Royal Ascot. Datalink, winner of Grade 1 Stakes last year, and he's a graded stakes winner in Grade 1 place this year. And the list of major graded stakes winners by Warfront just keeps right on growing. Warfront himself is one of 202 stakes winners by Danzig, and he's well on his way to emulating his great sire at stud. Warfront stands at Claiborne Farm. Be sure to take a good look at the yearlings by Warfront at the upcoming sales. And for more information about the Claiborne Stallions, contact Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claibornefarm.com. If you're thinking about selling your farm and you want to list it with some people that do a really good job for you, people that you can trust, very conscientious, that would be Hill and Reagan Parker. Real horse people helping real horse people. And I mean, Hill, of course, is a superior horseman. He trained out here for a while. And here's their, well, let me give you their website for their firm. It's lexhorsefarms.com. Even I can remember that. Their phone number is 859-608-8039. Now, once again, they've got over 12 years experience in real estate. He's a hands-on horseman, understands the horse business, and that's important. Both of them understand the horse business, and they know what horsemen want, and they know what horsemen need. You got a great website, that website, lexhorsefarms.com. They've got all kinds of farms over there, outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices, and Fayette and Bourbon and Jesmond and Woodford and Scott and Clark, you name it, and they've got it. And they can really help you find, if you're looking for a place, the perfect farm for you. And they'll look until they find you one. They are absolutely wonderful people. And like I say, let's go to that website. It's lexhorsefarms.com. Well, no, Biz, I think my interview is coming up the walk now, Jackie.
Oh, good.
Yeah, No Biz Like Show Biz is the sire of a New York Stakes winner, plus two others which have placed in stakes in his first crop. He's the sire of Let Me Entertain You, winner at Aqueduct of the Beru Stakes and placed in the Busher Stakes, both open stakes. And Let Me Entertain You is among 22 winners from the first crop by No Biz Like Show Biz. And those winners have come not only in New York, but at Pimlico, Delaware, 4-1 in Chicago, 2 in Indiana, Lone Star, Tampa, Prairie Meadows. They win wherever they're asked to run. No Biz Like Show Biz won 6 graded stakes, including the Grade 1 Wood Memorial, earned over $1,544,000. He stands at Crestwood Farm, a full-service, family-operated facility, and with a great reputation for raising runners and for customer service. Among the many services provided at Crestwood are sales prep and sales. And with that in mind, let me remind you that the closing date for Interest to Keeneland's November breeding stock sale is August 1, and it's August 9 for the Fasey Tipton Kentucky Fall Yearling Sale. Just call Pope McLean at Crestwood Farm, 859-252-3770. And for more about Crestwood Farm, check the website at crestwoodfarm.com. All righty, where'd my bumper music go? Got bumped, I guess. All right. I have with me, just walked in the door, is Melissa King. I met Melissa the other night, and she is with New Vocations. Met you at the Farm Managers Club.
Yes.
Yeah. Get closer to that microphone. Turn her up there. She's got one of these. She has one of these little voices. great outfit. We sent a filly there. How long ago was that, Jackie? We sent that filly.
Couple of years.
Two or 3 years ago. It's got to be longer than that. That filly.
She's a mare now.
Yeah. She's yeah. She was a 3-year-old when we sent her. And anyway, really nice filly. Sound. But she was a bleeder. And we didn't want to put her through that, you know. We tried working her on Lasix, and she bled right through it.
Mm-hmm.
So we found her a home through New Vocation Center. To Lisa Malloy was there at the time,
mm-hmm.
and she got her a real nice home. And we're in touch with the people that have her. Jackie's on Facebook with them and everything. And Philly's doing great. Little 14-year-old girl got her, so she's got her own. Own little kid, you know.
Yep, perfect.
Yeah. Well, it's a great outfit. And
yes.
I enjoyed y'all's speech two of the three speakers the other night were very good.
Yeah, I think that was the general consensus.
Yes. We won't go any further with that, but...
Moving right along.
But Jackie's got Anna's book. It's Anna Forgeroy's
name?
Yeah, that book is super.
Yeah.
Recommend that book to anybody.
I read it, and she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, it's very helpful because it goes into a description of what the horses were used to in training at the racetrack, and then how to slowly transition them for the fairly experienced rider to be able to transition them into a new career.
Mm-hmm. And you do it at different rates of speed too, don't you? Some horses are just right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some it clicks right away, and others need a little more time.
Yeah. Well, this filly, it didn't take long, did it?
Well, and now...
She found her home in about like 6 weeks or something.
And
like
in the days when they everybody was on steroids, it took a while. Because they had to turn them out to get steroids out of their system. Now they don't. And, you know, they trail ride them around here, and you can take them somewhere in 2-3 days, you can trail ride.
I would say the majority of them are ready for their new home in 30 to 60 days.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah. How many do you have out there now in your place?
Right now, we're right around 20.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it can be a little overwhelming at sometimes, but they're all doing well. Yeah. And I've 20 out there, and at the moment, there's only 4 on the website that are up for adoption.
Okay.
Two were adopted and just left. So then I've got probably 5 more that are getting ready to go on the website very soon.
Yeah. What is that website now?
It's www.horseadoption.com.
Okay. And it's New Vocations, isn't it? That's important because these kids, they know what they're doing. I say kids, you must be
30.
I was going to say 16.
Good man.
Yeah.
What do you got out there that's ready to be adopted, just out of curiosity?
What we have on the website right now is a horse named Subtle Irony. He's a 5-year-old gelding. He is 16 3 hands tall. He was bred and owned by Windstar. He's by Artie Schiller out of a mare named Hidden Temper, who was by Ms. Walkie. He has an injury that prevents him from a jumping career, but is suitable for all flat work disciplines. He's a big, rangy gelding, will make a very, very nice dressage prospect. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with him right now?
He's getting worked over trot poles and just working on some lower level dressage. Myself and my friend that's in town visiting me took him and another horse that's on the website over to Masterson Station yesterday and rode them around.
Good.
He's kind of been there, done that. He and the other horse loaded on the trailer like pros, went out to Masterson. We rode around, had no trouble, trotted and cantered around the fields. And they were just perfect gentlemen. Then they got baths and got back on the trailer and went home.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You usually y'all just fool mostly with thoroughbreds, don't you?
Here in Lexington, this facility, we only have thoroughbreds.
Only a thoroughbred.
We have standardbred facilities in Michigan and Ohio.
Okay. Yeah, I get your newsletter, and I should have known that because this last one was devoted just to the jugheads.
Yes. They're featuring the standardbreds. They're really catching on.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it hard to get them to gallop?
I don't know. I haven't worked with them at all, so I really don't know much about them. I know they tend to be a little quieter and be a little less sensitive to
and not quite as athletic
stimuli.
As far as that goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the thoroughbred really is the most athletic of the horse. You get one, and the temperament's not the reputation that a lot of people think.
No, most of them come in and are so kind and quiet that it's actually surprising how easily they transition.
Yeah, they're smart.
Yes, very.
Yeah.
And we also have a 5-year-old mare named Apt Filly. She's 15 3 hands. She's by Aptitude out of a Thunder Gulch mare named Hope Filly. She's a New York bred. She earned 90 over $99,000. She was just
good,
under
$100,000.
Yes, yeah. A very talented mare, super brave. Mm. I mean, nothing fazes this mare.
How old is she?
She's 5 years old.
Okay.
Never been bred?
She has not. Mm. I know. I'm pretty surprised. I haven't had more people grasping at her for that. And she has some very cool markings. She's a good one to check out on the website. And she, you know, trail rides, goes through water. She's working on dressage, and we're working on kind of bending and extending and collecting. We also have an 18-year-old mare who is a retired brood mare. Her name is Fari. She came up to us from Florida. She's by Black Tie Affair out of a mare named Lotsy, who is by the Minstrel. She's 16 one hands tall and gray. Everybody loves that.
I don't.
No, show people do.
Yeah. Most people love, even those just looking for a pleasure companion, just love watching a gray horse out in the field.
So what can she do?
She has some old oscillates and stuff, and you know, she's a typical 18-year-old, so she's good for trail riding,
yeah,
just low level pleasure. She's a great pasture buddy. She gets along with absolutely everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll just make a nice friend,
yeah,
at someone's home. Then we also have a 5-year-old gelding named Gypsy Wind. Gypsy Wind also went with Subtle Irony to Masterson yesterday. He is 16 hands tall. He's by Millennium Wind out of a mare named Cantrell Road, who is by Atticus. He is suitable for lower level jumping, and I just added a little clip of him jumping his first little cross-country jump at Masterson yesterday. He's another very, very brave gelding. He just kind of amazes me every day how nothing fazes him. When Subtle Irony would go away from us and he was on his own, he wasn't worried if he's with his friend, not with his friend, if he's trotting, cantering, jumping, nothing bothers him at all.
Now, you said suitable for lower level jumping. That means right now. Does that mean that he can improve?
It means we don't really know how far he'll be able to go.
But he could.
He could. He came off the track with a little inflammation in his ankles.
Okay.
So he had been adopted out previously, and he can be a little independent-minded on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Under saddle, he is so easy and so steady. On the ground, he kind of has an idea of where he wants to go. Mm-hmm. And
I got some like that.
Yeah, if you're not consistent with him, he'll lead you around. But if you tell him, no, we're going where I want to go, he's more than happy to follow.
Mm-hmm.
But if nobody else is leading, he's going to take over. So he had been adopted out and came back. Well, he pretty much just sat in a field for 6 months at his adopter's. So in that time, his ankles really, really calmed down and improved. Well, and so now he is certainly suitable for jumping. And we just don't know how far.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but you get him started in the right direction.
Yeah,
Then it's kind of up to the new owners if they can improve on it.
Yes, and I see at this point, I would see no problem in him going up to 2'6".
Yeah.
Beyond that, I don't know. I can't really tell you.
Yeah. You never know till you try.
Yep, you never know till you try.
Yeah, exactly.
2'6" is plenty.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking at some of those logs when you're cantering down to them, yes, that is that's more than enough.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Got any more? I love hearing about these horses.
We actually have one that sounds similar to your filly that'll be coming up soon. Her name is Pal's First Lady. She stands about 15'2" hands tall. She's a 7-year-old filly, and she was a bleeder on the track.
Uh-huh.
And that's why she was retired. And she had been turned out for at least a year to kind of recover and let down from all that. She's by Judge T.C. out of a mare named Miss Bernstein, who's surprisingly by Bernstein. And she is probably one of the most athletic horses I have at the moment.
Yeah.
This mare can jump the moon. We free jumped her. So I'm sure everybody is going to really love her free jumping pictures when she goes up on the website. And she is going to be for a very advanced rider. She's a good feeling filly. And
that's kind of the way our filly was.
Yes.
Yeah, but she was smart.
She would do anything
you ask her, if you within reason.
Mm-hmm.
You
know. This filly's very similar. She's very smart. She just needs a very soft, quiet rider. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be typically a very advanced rider.
Yeah, right.
But when you bond with her, she will really give you everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a 4-year-old gelding named Grouse. He's 16 one-hands tall. He's by Street Cry out of a mare named Mood Indigo. He's by Dixieland Band. He is going to be suitable for all flat work. He does have a screw in his left front ankle. He's had his time off. That doesn't bother him. And he's another very solid-minded horse. I got on him for the first time after not having been ridden in what was probably 8 months or more.
Mm-hmm.
And we trotted around, and he didn't bat an eyelash.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a very...
That's a good sign.
Very good horse, yeah. Yes. I also have a 4-year-old gelding by Touch Gold out of a mare named Blush on Cue, who's a theatrical mare. He's 16 hands tall even. He's kind of a soft spot in our hearts. He came in having been castrated already and ended up having a serous cord. And so he had to go in and have surgery to remove 2 giant pockets of infection.
Oh,
my God.
And this poor gelding was, I mean, he just looked so terrible while he was in so much pain. And I had to load him up to take him to the hospital at, 7 o'clock in the morning, and it was before any of the grooms were there. So I loaded him on the trailer by myself, and he stood there and waited for me to go behind him and shut the butt bar. And, I mean, he just loaded and unloaded like an angel, even in all that pain. And
wow.
And he's fully recovered from that. He's out in the big field, started riding. He's a very, very nice gelding. And he will definitely be a really, really good-minded horse for somebody.
Great.
I also have a 7-year-old 15 three-hand gelding who's gray. His name is Ask Joe. He's by Najran out of a mare named Heavenly Halo, who's a grindstone mare. Ask Joe was adopted out in January, and he had to return for personal reasons. So he has absolutely, nothing wrong temperament-wise. He has an old suspensory, so he'll probably be best suited for flat work. Some low-level jumping over, a log here and there wouldn't hurt him at all. The bonus with him is he was taken off the property, he's been to lessons, and has some work put into him.
So it wasn't him, it was the owner.
No, she had personal, personal situation that she had.
I mean,
had to
not good, but
yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah, and we come across that a lot. I mean, life happens.
Yeah.
And that's why we have a return policy in place.
Yeah.
And so they always have a home.
You're pretty careful about who you send, where you send them to, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But, I mean, surprises happen.
Of
life
course.
Happens.
Yeah.
You know, divorce, layoffs, it all happens.
Illness.
You can't anticipate that. So that in that case, they can always come back to us. And so he is one of those cases.
Very good.
And that's probably the majority of what's coming up and is close to ready at this time.
Okay. I'm going to get right back to you. I got to take a little break.
No problem.
Got to do a commercial here. Well, Emollient, winner July 13 of the Grade 1 $350,000 American Oaks at Hollywood, was bred by Judmont Farm and is a daughter of Empire Maker and Soothing Touch by Touch Gold. Emollient earlier won the Grade 1 Ashland in Keeneland. She's won on dirt, artificial, and the American Oaks was her first start on grass. In 2013, Soothing Touch was one of the many superior mares. He covered 117 this year, bred to First Defense. To keep it in the family, First Defense is out of the Grade 1 Stakes winner, Honest Lady, a half-sister to Empire Maker, Emollient sire. First Defense has already sired a classic winner in his first crop. Clothes Hatches has won the Grade 1 Mother Goose and the Grade 2 Gazelle. besting the future Kentucky Oaks winner Princess of Sylmar in the latter race. Close Hatches is, without question, one of the leading three-year-old fillies in the nation. And her dam was also sent to First Defense this year. First Defense has also sired a group stakes winner in Great Britain in his first crop. So he's well on his way to emulating his close relatives, Empire Maker and Chester House. Take a look at First Defense yearlings at the upcoming sales. First to sell a filly out at Fazy Tipton this past Monday, about $90,000. A grade one stakes winner by Unbridled Song. He stands at Judmont with Miz and Mass, our five grade one stakes winners, including two winners of Breeders' Cup races. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. Well, I want you to go to BRIS, that's Bloodstock Research Information Service, and check out American Produce Records, more than 3 million foals, a million dams. You can trace the pedigree of any registered foal back for more than a century. It's a great book. It includes European produce records, public auction prices, updated. It's updated daily, as a matter of fact. Unlimited access on the web, on tablet, mobile, and it's just $275 a year. That's Bloodstock Research Information Services. It's brisnet.com, BRISNET.com, American Produce Records. Well, horses raised on Macaulay products. Macaulay Brothers won three graded stakes at Arlington Park last Saturday. Horses bred and owned by Shadwell Farm won the grade three $200,000 modesty handicap. The grade three $200,000 American Derby was won by Infinite Magic, bred by Grapestock, a division of Finery. Dark Cove, winner of the grade $350,000 Stars and Stripes, bred by Stonewall Farm Stallions. And added to those wins, the $200,000 Robert G. Dick Memorial Stakes, a Delaware winner. Treasured Up was bred and raised by Summer Wind Farm. Congratulations to all from Macaulay Brothers. And the first feed mill in the nation to devote 100% of their time developing products exclusively for the horse. This devotion to the horse is paying dividends for Macaulay Brothers' clients, a fact endorsed week after week by the winners of major stakes races from coast to coast and abroad to well. And speaking of that, Mandow, winner of the Ambot Gala Stakes at Sandown just earlier this week, was bred by Princess Zahar Aga Khan and foaled and raised at Airdrie Stud. So to learn more about the Macaulay products and the free services that come with every bag of feed you purchase, call Mike Warren and David Longmire, 873-3333, or stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, where it's all about the horse. Talking to Melissa King of New Vocations, and I want to learn a little bit about you, Melissa. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Houston, Texas. I came up here to Midway College for college and graduated with a degree in equine therapy. While I was here, I started galloping on the track. I'd grown up doing hunter jumpers, and then I came here and was riding on the equestrian team, and then started galloping on the track. So I had to quit the team, and I was hooked on that on. Racing from then on.
Who'd you gallop for?
Here, I started out galloping for Chris Speckert.
Okay.
And then everybody left for the winter. And then the following year, I was galloping for, I freelanced and then galloped for John Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Then I decided to go up to Saratoga for the summer. And up there, I started riding for Rick Violet. Then when I came back for the school year, I broke babies at Judmont, and, the following, summer after I graduated, I went back to Saratoga, and from then traveled around. I, did New York, Florida, Kentucky, Louisiana, and California.
Wow.
I was well traveled and, I worked on the tracks mostly, and I did do 1 year of breaking babies and prepping two-year-olds for the sales at Vinery in Florida. And then ended up coming back here and I wanted to, my horse and my dog and myself were all getting older, and the moves were getting harder and harder every time, so.
Did you haul that horse all over with you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's, my God.
I've had her for 17 years. She's now 19 years old, and she's been everywhere with me. And as a mare, I decided one day she needed to become a pony on the racetrack, and so she did. And she ponied, we did pony Lava Man with her in California.
Ah.
Oh, he loved her. That was his girlfriend for a while. Right. And
he was a gelding, thank goodness.
Yes, he was a gelding, but sometimes he forgot that when he would just watch her the whole time. That's she was cute. Ponying him. And Lava has a ton of personality. That is a very, very cool racehorse.
We saw him on TV just the other day. He was ponying, taking something to the post out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. He acted like he was going to the post.
Yeah. Yeah. he's moved into her shoes now. And so then we came back here and stopped moving around, and kind of just by chance, I happened upon New Vocations, and it's turned out to be a perfect fit.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, how old is that mare you riding?
19.
Yeah. Well, let me recommend New Vocations if you need a new horse.
That's right. We have them of all ages, shapes, and sizes.
All ages, shapes, and sizes.
Well, do you keep your mare out at West Wind?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, she's out there. She's one of the matriarchs of the barn.
Yes. Now, tell me where West Wind is. That's the name of the farm where you're located.
Yes. West Wind is off of Haley Pike. It's 4787 Haley Pike. That's right off the Bluegrass Station exit on 64 East, just past the 6475 split.
Okay.
So you get off 64.
And you take a left.
And you take a left, and then you go...
We're about a mile down the road on the left.
Oh, okay. See, I've gone the other way, being not real well. I went anywhere near 64. I think I went out Cleveland Pike.
Okay, yeah.
And then turn left, and then you turn right at a kind of a three-way something or another. Yeah.
Yeah. I get pretty confused on the back roads, what their names are and stuff. I tend to take people the interstate route because it's so direct.
Well, I wasn't going to go from here hauling that mare out there to the interstate.
Yeah.
I didn't do it that way. But, well, good for you. Excellent.
Well, I'm going to let you go. I really appreciate you coming in. Well, what's that website again?
And it's www.horseadoption.com or horseadoption.org.
Okay.
And of course, you'll find us.
They always need money.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, boy.
That definitely helps. Every horse there is living on donated money.
Yeah. I guess it takes probably about $2,500 a horse just to get it going, doesn't it?
I would say that's a pretty fair estimate of their cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's about what I figured.
Do you ever take them to shows or anything just to show them off?
We were going to go to the Thoroughbred show when it was originally in April this year, and then when it got rescheduled, I hadn't planned for the new date, so we didn't have any that were at a point where they were ready to handle that.
Yeah.
We do plan on going to the Thoroughbred show in the fall.
Yeah.
A lot of them aren't necessarily with us long enough to get to that point.
Oh, okay, sure. I see, sure. Good.
That's good that they're not there long enough.
Yeah, that is always better. Great news.
What is the average time that you keep one?
Most of them, it's between 30 and 60 days.
Yeah,
I would say right around 45 days is probably the sweet spot. And but there's always some that need a little more time or need some turnout.
Yeah, a little healing maybe.
Yes, yeah. So some stay longer than others.
That's pretty damn quick, though.
I mean, that's great. Yeah. Well, she got rid of... our filly real quick.
Yeah, she wasn't
there. When she worked once and act like she bled, so we loaded her up with all the anti-bleeding junk from China and everywhere. And she still, you could scope her.
Mm-hmm.
So we called and we said we want, so you have to fill out papers and stuff, and knowing that she was going somewhere. We still got a rider on every day, and they just rode all around here. She trail rode to her, she was about fell. So she was real at home.
She already had a little bit of a leg up.
She's on the internet all the time. They post
pictures of her jumping. I mean, she...
What's her name?
Her name is Patty Wagon.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes.
Yeah, you've seen Patty.
Mm-hmm.
She can flat jump.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's going to do temperament-wise for dressage. She tends to put her head in the air. Which, you're not supposed to do that. But,
yeah,
but she can
that's
jump.
That's a problem sometimes.
Yeah, but she really can. I mean, boy, we've got some pictures of her. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
I must have her twin right now. Is Pal's First Lady sounds almost exactly the same.
Yeah. Yeah. She stood about 15'3".
Yeah. And really
she,
smart.
She was very athletic.
And I never crossed her. If there was something wrong, we went in and discussed it.
Yes.
But I never did anything other than, what do you think about this? You know, because you never want to get into any kind of an argument with a horse like that. She's too smart.
No, my trainer growing up always told me, and I've never forgotten it, that you ask a mare and you tell a gelding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You always ask them and get their approval before you move on.
Precisely. That's how they work.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Melissa, thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you for having me.
Good luck to you. Anytime that you want something broadcast or something like that, just stop by any Saturday morning. We'll plop you down.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're always welcome.
Thanks. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Well, thank you. Let's see. I believe I'll do a little something on maybe some Palmer.
I wish you would, but can I say one thing real quick?
Go ahead.
There's a dressage show out at Masterson today, and Wednesday is Summer Nights at Masterson. That's all.
Is that all?
That's all.
Let me see where I am here. Okay. Well, I'll do a commercial here for a boy. Last Saturday at Arlington Park, the Grade 3 $200,000 Modesty Handicap was won by Alsus, a four-year-old filly from the first crop by Invisor. Now, Alsus has been knocking on the door in stakes. She had been a closing second in the Marie G. Krantz Memorial at the Fairgrounds earlier this year and was a closing, fast closing again in the Bayou Handicap at the Fairgrounds to lose by less than a length. She won the Modesty by 2.25 lengths going away at the direct expense of Artemis Kitten, a stakes winner and daughter of Kitten's Joy, which such fillies as graded stakes winner Strothneighbor and Colonial Flat also in the beaten field. Alsus is the second 2013 stakes winner by Invisor. Got two others which have placed in stakes this year. Much like their Hall of Fame sire, the Invisor has improved with maturity. Although he won his only start at two, Invisor went on to be acclaimed number one in the world after winning the grade one stakes, including the nine grade one stakes he won, including the Breeders' Cup Classic and the Dubai World Cup. Invisor stands at Shadwell Farm. Alsus is, incidentally, a Shadwell homebred. Inquiries to stand manager Ken Barnes and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Lexington Equine Surgery and Sports Medicine. It's
well, that's a good looking place, isn't it?
What's that? Oh yeah. We drove by yesterday.
Yeah,
on
boy,
the way
it's
over
impressive.
To real close to Red Line Barbecue,
absolutely.
As a matter of fact. So
get all your shopping done in one.
Yeah, that's right by there. Well, it's on Georgetown Pike, right where Ironworks empties onto Georgetown Pike. That's Dr. Bill Bernard, who's the internist there. And Dr. Wessler Sutter, who is the orthopedic surgeon, sports medicine specialist. And it's a great facility. Yeah, it's elective surgery only, outpatient medicine they practice. And it's state-of-the-art. They've got the only standing MRI in Lexington. They've got a brand-new nuclear scintigraphy machine that's buffer bone scans and so forth, whatever. A lot of this is over my head, but anyway, these are the people that know what they're doing. Bill, of course, was spent some 20 years with Rude and Riddle, and as he would tell you, Dr. Byers was his mentor. Couldn't come up under somebody any better, I'll tell you that. And Dr. Wesley Sutter was a professor of equine orthopedic surgery at Ohio State, and he was a practicing surgeon, has been for a number of years now. And it's, here, let me give you their website. It's Lexington Equine Surgery Sports Medicine, but their website is lexingtonequine.com, lexingtonequine.com. Great facility. Best thing about it, when you call up, you make an appointment to bring something in, tell them what you want. They tell you what it's going to cost, and there'll be no surprises when you get the bill. what they say it's going to cost is what it's going to be. Going no add-ons, no add-ons. Great people to do business with. Lexington Equine Surgery and Sports Medicine over on the Georgetown Road. And once again, it's LexingtonEquine.com. Well, the three first crop yearlings by Super Saver the Soul Monday at Fasig Tipton sale went for $250,000, $165,000, $120,000. He was a leading freshman sales sire, winning the Kentucky Derby and over $1,889,000. Super Saver siring solid individuals that look and act like runners. Rung youngsters from the first crop by Homie Back were also well received, going for $90,000, $52,000, $50,000. Homie Back, a multiple graded stakes winner of nearly $900,000, is by Giants Causeway, and he stood for a fee of $6,000 this year. The top price colt in the sale was the son of Bellamy Road. They went for $420,000. And the only two in the sale by Pioneer the Nile sold for $260,000 and $100,000. Bidders were well aware that Pioneer of the Nile, a grade one winner by Empire Maker, is sired two impressive maiden allowance first crop two-year-old winners at Belmont. Yearlings by Harlan's Holiday went for $270,000, $170,000, $160,000. Harlan's Holiday, of course, is also the side of the grade one filly Holiday Soaree, who sold for $370,000 in the Horses of Racing Age sale, where Spring Along by Spring At Last also went for $370,000, and Eastwood by Sprite Stamp sold for $800,000. All told, the demand was strong for the progeny of the Windstar Stallions. For more information, get in touch with Darren Fox, Leanna Packard, or Chance Tim, 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com. You get in touch with me. I believe, why don't you see if you can get him? All right, we're going to see if we can get him, Steve Moody. I think he was coming back for Saratoga, but we'll see if we can get him. In the meantime, let me give you the winners of stakes last week, a couple yesterday, as a matter of fact, that were Kentucky Breds. This is the compliments of my good friend David Schweitzer over at the KTA in Toba. And the grade one Man of War was won by Boisterous, a son of Distorted Humor, bred by Cynthia Phipps. Let's see now, the grade one American Oaks, Emollient won that. She's by Empire Maker, bred by and owned. She's owned by Judmont Farm. The grade two Virginia Derby, War Dancer won that. He's by Warfront, bred by Cherry Valley Farm and Stuart S. Janney III. At Hollywood Park, the grade two Agleem went to Book Review by Giants Causeway, bred by Gary and Mary West. At Arlington Park, the American Derby, Grade 3, Infinite Magic, won that by More Than Ready, bred by Grapestock. In the Modesty, Grade 3, at Arlington Park, winner was Alsace by Invisor, bred by Shadwell Farm, owned by Shadwell, as a matter of fact. The Grade 3 Stars and Stripes winner, Dark Cove, was bred by Stonewall Farm Stallions. The Arlington Handicap, Grade 3, went to Rahi Strada. Trains right here at the Thoroughbred Center, bred by Jamie Carrion, and trained by my good friend Byron Scooter Hughes. And Rahi Strada has won over $1,350,000 now. He's the first three-time winner of the Arlington Handicap, which has been won by some really top horses, Equipoise, Discovery, Busher, Arm, Round Table. Round Table won it twice. Cosmonaut won it twice. In 2006, 2007, Roundtable won it in 1958 and 1959. Rahi is the first three-time winner of that prestigious race, which was been run since 1929 when Mistap won the first one. She's a Tiger won the Land of Lucy Stakes out at Hollywood Park. That's a two-year-old filly by Taylor the Cat, bred by Sydney Orr. The Mystic Lake Mile ran at Canterbury, went to Mr. Mardi Gras, bred by Loaf and Box Stables. The Chenery Stakes at Colonial Downs, winner was Silver Tongue Tommy. I wonder who that was named after. Was bred by Tommy somebody, I guess. Was bred by Ernest Frobosi. And got to go here. The bunch of them, wasn't there? The Kitten's Joy at Colonial Downs, Al Quazar won that, read by Catherine West. The Robert D. Dick Memorial at Delaware Park, Treasured Up won that, bred by Summer Wind Farm. The Kent Stinks at Emerald Downs went to Stop Shopping Debbie, bred by Northwest Farms. The Cellar Shiraz Stakes at Gulfstream Park. The winner, Dreaming of Sophia, bred by Frank Calabrese. Yesterday, the Schuylerville Stakes, Grade 3 at Saratoga. There were two, it was a dead heat between Bonin, who is bred by Aaron and Marie Jones, and Brazen Persuasion, who was bred by Tom Van Meter and Brian Kahn. And the Grade 3 James S. Marvin Stakes at Saratoga yesterday. Sage Valley won that, bred by Buck Farm, Buck Pond Farm. And let's see, the Ambergallant, I gave you that. The Pre-St. Patrick winner, Zahi, was bred by Flaxman Holdings. Of course, that's in France. I think maybe there might be one or two more. Nope, that was it. So those are the, that's the compliments of my, oh no, there is one. The Falmouth Stakes, Grade 1, went to Elusive Kate, bred by Clovelly Farms. Okay, right up here on the Paris Pike, as a matter of fact. Well, Paris Pike and over on Kenny Lean. Okay, where are we now, Jackie? We're gonna get.
Yeah, we're gonna get Steve.
Going to get Steve right now. Want me to do a spin trip and you can get a. Rest is telling me what to do here now. What are you looking for? Oh, okay. Well, let's get Steve and then I'll get the Spencer.
You gotta do this.
Oh.
Gotta do it that way.
Yeah, he's digging through here. For some reason, I misplaced one of them, but I've got it. There it is.
Hot dog.
Okay, here we go. Awesome Patriot, a handsome stakes winning, full brother to Preakness stakes winner, Oxbow, from an awesome female family, going to stand the 2014 season at Spendthrift Farm. Awesome Patriot and Oxbow are by Awesome Again, the nation's leading active sire, winners of Breeders' Cup races, and the number four ranked sire on the 2013 sire list by North American Earnings. And the brothers are out of a full sister to the great Tisnow. Only two-time winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, nationally ranked at stud, and elected to the Hall of Fame. This is also the immediate family of Paintner. In fact, Paintner's Dam is a full sister to the dam of Awesome Patriot and Oxbow, and a host of others. It's a great pedigree. Awesome pedigree. A $350,000 sales yearling, Awesome Patrick, won his first start as a two-year-old and went on to win stakes at Hollywood Park, and to play some greatest stakes in a career compromised by injury. He is to stand his first season at stud for $3,500 doing a full stanza nurses, and he's eligible for Spencer's popular Share the Upside program, where you may obtain a free lifetime breeding right. For more details about this, call Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Mark Toothacker over at Spendthrift Farm, 294-0030. See the website, spendthriftfarm.com.
This has been in business for more than 10 years across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
All righty. Okay, I've got Steve Moody with us, back from vacation. Steve, hope you had a good vacation.
I did, Ursula. It was too short, but that's the way it goes.
Well, well, give me the winner of the Coaching Club American Oaks today.
Well, short field of five, Ursula, going in the CCA Oaks. This is, of course, a mile and eight, three-year-old fillies. And I think Unlimited Budget is probably the horse to beat here. Was third in the Kentucky Oaks. They came back, tried her in the ran against the boys in the Belmont Stakes. Didn't run all that badly there. Finished sixth in a 14 horse field in the Belmont. So decent effort. Comes back today. Back in with the Distaffers, back at a mile and an eighth, which is certainly more her distance. And I think she's the horse to beat. She'll be facing Princess of Sylmar again, who was the big upset winner in the Kentucky Oaks. had trouble in that race and still managed to get up and win. I think she's the top contender. And then the one horse, My Happy Face, first time out for Chad Brown, was easy winner, stepping up into tougher company today, but not without a chance. But I'm going to go with the horse coming out of the Belmont. We'll go with the Pletcher and Velasquez, Unlimited Budget, 3-4-1 in the Coaching Club American Oaks.
All right. What's the other stakes up there today?
The other one is the Chuvie, Ursel.
Oh, okay. Well, might as well give me that one real quick.
All right. Well, I got an upsetter in there. We got a field of 7 drawn. There's 1 scratch. The 6 horse, Summer Applause, has been scratched. So a field of 6, filly and mare and the Chuvie is grade 3, 1 1/8. Authenticity, who was a real good second in the grade 1 Ogden Phipps, is the horse to beat in here, 7-5. But I'm not real sure that she really is at her best around 2 turns. I think she's more of a Belmont horse. I think she likes that mile 16th, 1 turn at Belmont. She hasn't won around 2 turns, so I'm going to try to beat her with the sharp, flashy American, who's looks to be on top of her game now for Kenny McPeak. And I think she's got a shot at a big price. Joelle Rosario picks up the mount. She's 12-1 in the morning line. I don't think she'll be anywhere near that at post time, but she's still going to be a decent price. I'm going to give her a chance to upset the field. Summer Applause was my third choice in there. I guess with her out, you have to take Zenyatta's half sisters in here, the 3 at Blue Asante. She's a perfect 2-for-2, and she's shipping in from the West Coast, making her first start in the East. And I think she's obviously got a lot of talent, and I think she has a chance in here. But we're going to go a little bit of an upset, 2-7-3 in the Chuvie.
Hey, Brad Jones, hope you're right. That's a flashy bull. All right. Well, thanks, Steve. It's been Steve Moody with the Saratoga Handicapper Sheet. Now, you can pick that up on brisnet.com, BRISNET.com, or just about wherever they sell a daily racing form. Steve, welcome back, and thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Ursula.
All righty. Okay. Winners from the Thoroughbred Center. In the last week, we've had one a day. One of them, though, was the Arlington Handicap, grade 3, $200,000. The winner was Rahi Strada, trained by B.G. Scooter Hughes. And congratulations to him. I love that horse. I mean, he's a tough old horse. He's 9 years old. He doesn't know it. He just he gets out there and just, I guess everybody in Central Kentucky was pulling for that horse. Let's see, John O'Meara. Had a winner down at Ellis Park. Eduardo Caramore, he had one in Mountaineer. So did Dale Loveland. John Paul Puchak had a winner. Tim Shue had another one down at Mountaineer. Tim is doing very good. And Paul McEntee had one. Tim Shue trains for Art Preston, incidentally. And Mr. Preston just bought the training center right next door to us, Factors. Over here, if you're coming out, you know, on the right before you get to the entrance to the stable entrance to the Thoroughbred Center, and it's a wonderful place to train horses, and it's in good hands with Mr. Preston. So, I want to thank everybody for stopping by this morning. Had a couple of unexpected guests, and I think Jackie and I are going to go over to the Red, you want to go over and get us another barbecue, Jackie?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, she said. Red State Barbecue out to Georgetown Pike, and believe me, it is good. It's testing Dr. Byers and everybody been over there has gives testimony to that fact. So it's the best around. Want to thank everybody for listening. Want to thank Mary Jane downtown. Thank you, Mary Jane. Appreciate your help. And Ressie here, who keeps things together. So we will be talking to you next week, and same time, same station. And thanks for listening.